Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Cam Newton to the Patriots. I'm just going to look. You know, I've been calling for this. I didn't think it would happen because every football insider we had come on the show said it's not going to happen. But I have said this is perfect. This is perfect. I'm not saying he is I actually do think he's going to be really good. But even if he isn't, you're getting him for the league minimum. What in the world do you have to lose? Jarrett Stidham? That's who you were banking on? If he's bad, if Cam's bad, you didn't pay him much, you move on after a year. But my goodness, if he's good, and again, I think Cam's going to be good. I hear all this talk, oh, he doesn't fit the Patriots system. He's so different than Tom Brady. Of course. What is the Patriots system?
Dink and dunk.
They've been versatile. You know, they've done spread offense. They've done, you know, when they had Randy Moss and Wes Welker, they've done, you know, 12 formation when they had the two tight ends. They've been more of a running team early in Brady's career. They were half and half, half run, half pass. Like, that's the strength of Belichick is he's versatile. Sometimes they change from week to week their emphasis. So he will be able to figure something. He will figure out what is the best way to utilize Cam Newton. Josh McDaniels had success, you know, with Tim Tebow, which is not easy to do. And so he was a running quarterback. I don't think Cam's going to run as much as he used to. He shouldn't because he'll get hurt. But I actually think this was a great move, Rob. And I think the Patriots are going to be really – I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to make the playoffs. And I don't really want to make a prediction right now, but I think they're the best team in that division.
I like the move. I don't think I don't know how you can't like it. It totally makes sense. He's passed his physical. He's healthy. A lot of people act like, you know, the last time we saw Cam Newton, Chris, we talk about it all the time.
When he was healthy, right.
I'm talking about remember the time when he was hurt. And he could barely throw the ball. Right. It was a national game. Do you remember we were watching that? They had to take him out.
Yeah.
He couldn't even pass. It was his shoulder or whatever was messed up. And I don't know how you could be. If you're a Patriots fan, you got to be happy.
You got to be jumping through the roof.
He's not old.
You're 31?
Not, right. He's not old. He's finally healthy. And he can put you right back in that AFC lease, right back in the mix. Nobody's afraid of Buffalo. Nobody's afraid of the Jets. I'm not saying that that maybe those two teams might one of them might win the division, but the Patriots will definitely be in the mix and the conversation to win the division again. There's no doubt about it. So I like it. I think it's a smart move. I don't know how. I'm with you. It's a no-brainer.
Right.
Didn't cost you a ton of money. You didn't sign him to a 8-year contract for $200 million. It's nothing like that. And he has something to prove. Those are the players you want. Yep. Right? Yeah, he's totally
motivated. If he wasn't motivated and didn't have something to prove, Rob, he wouldn't have taken a minimum salary. Because he's got pride, obviously. And he thinks he's worth $30 million. You know he thinks he's as good as anybody. But the fact that I'm sure being the Patriots and Belichick has something to do with it, right? I don't know that he would have went anywhere for the minimum. But that's motivation. One, I'm ready to play. If it means playing for the minimum and proving myself, fine, I'll do it. And it tells you, I believe he has respect. How can you not? For the Patriots. And he's going to be all in and listening and you know, learning whatever they're trying to teach him. This notion to me, Rob, that he may not start, I can't see that. I mean, unless he's just not healthy.
There's the only no way he's not starting. Is he's not healthy. There's no way.
Right. Or Bill Stidham Belichick, is like Tom Brady 2.0. You know what I mean? Like,
and you just awesome like
him in the practices.
Right. And Stidham is like, it's hard. Like, I mean, sure, he was hoping and wishing that he could replace Brady, I'm sure, and have a, you know, ever after, happy ever after story. You know what I mean? Like replacing a legend and carrying on. But even if it's like Cam for a year or two and then they still bring him along, Chris, or whatever it is, I still think that as long as Cam is there, and if you're a veteran player on that roster,
you
want Cam Newton. No, you can't. Right. It's just no ifs, ands, or buts. This is a guy who won an MVP. This is a guy who had a 15-1 team that went to the Super Bowl. They lost, but they got there. He has that kind of ability. He has that kind of a mojo. So how in the world could you not be happy about Cam Newton joining the Patriots?
Rob, the last time we saw him healthy, remember it was the first half of 2018, they were 6-2. He had 15 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He was in the MVP conversation. That's all you need to know. Now, if he's not healthy, then, hey, it is what it is. But if he's healthy, and Belichick's all, now, you know, is Belichick just talking out of his, you know, just saying stuff to be complimentary of an opponent? But he has spoken glowingly of Cam Newton before, you know, the Patriots faced him.
But you got to remember this, too.
He said he's the hardest guy quarterback they've ever had to deal, or they have to deal with in the league. He said that in 2017.
Cam has put up numbers against Bill Belichick's vaunted defense. So I think this is legit of Belichick saying nice things. The numbers bear it out. It's not like he hasn't done anything and Belichick's just being doing that coach speak.
Right.
This guy has put up big numbers against the Patriots. What was it, a Monday night game or whatever? There was a game in New England.
He played him twice, and he
put
really
up big numbers in New England against him.
All right, here's the million-dollar question, Rob. Which team is going to be better, Tom Brady's Buccaneers or Cam Newton's Patriots?
Cam Newton's Patriots. Cam Newton and the Patriots, 9-7. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, 8-8. That's my take.
That is – hey, rack that, Alex, because we will come back to that. After the Patriots or the Buccaneers win at least 12 games – we will come back to that.
When they reach
their eighth win in like week 10, we will come back to their ninth win in week 11 or 12.
Yeah,
we'll come back
to
that. I mean, sir, that's ridiculous. In fact, I think you're going low. Now, the Patriots do have a tough schedule. So, you know, they got San Francisco. They've got the Baltimore. You know, outside of the division, it's pretty tough. So, but anyway, I am going with the Buccaneers. Obviously, you know, at 43, there's a chance Brady falls off. But, man, he has so much help. I mean, their receiving core from the receivers to the tight ends is great. His offensive line is strong. His defense is formidable. I mean, it'll have to be Tom Brady just not being Tom Brady anymore for them not to be pretty good. And obviously, you've been banking on that since 2012. So I get it. It's your shtick. You got to stay with it.
It ain't no shtick. It's called analysis.
Everybody. Oh, yeah,
it's
really?
It's called analysis.
Really? Shouldn't you be in Mexico?
No, I told you. I went to Cancun for the weekend.
I think I'm moving to Mexico.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And I want to throw this out to you and see what you think. 10 years later now, 2020, decision happened in 2010. Do you think that it was good for basketball or bad? Not the decision show. But what LeBron did teaming up with Wade and Bosh, and that's kind of led to these player-generated super teams now. And do you think that was good or bad for the game?
I've always said that LeBron ruined the NBA, and I'm going to stick by that. Even when they won, when he won the East went to the finals 8 years in a row, it messed with the competitive balance of the NBA. And I think that's the part that you never want to get away from. And people don't understand if people should be able to just do whatever they want and go wherever they want, then you don't need to have a draft. And if you have a league where you have top-heavy teams, and you could talk about that there's always been good teams, Chris, and teams that have always had, for whatever reason, an advantage or whatever because of where they played or whatever. But when guys start to come together and take away from other teams, and what I mean, Toronto got wrecked and Cleveland got wrecked and Miami became this juggernaut. And when they laughed and were on stage dancing around and talking about not two, not three, not four, they meant it.
Not two, not three,
it,
not
right.
Four,
it didn't happen.
Five.
But when they put that team together, they really believed that they had done something. They were going to win all these championships. That wasn't a joke. They really believed that. Three guys from the same draft class on one team where they would have a chance to win. And I say they underachieved because they only won two out of the four.
Right.
They should have won it.
I think
they
most
won,
would say that. At least
right?
three. At
if
least
you
three.
Win three, then you're in a unique class, Chris.
Yep.
Would you agree with that?
Like, I don't think that was an all-time great team.
It's not because they didn't do – winning two out of – four, it just wasn't special. It's supposed to be. It was supposed to be special. So my long answer is yes. I do think that it wasn't good for the NBA. I believe if LeBron James never did that, Chris, Kevin Durant would have never left OKC. I don't know that for sure.
I don't think it would have even crossed his mind.
Am I right, Chris?
I don't think it would have crossed his mind.
I really don't.
There's no way you would have ever thought, let me join a 73-win team that already just won the championship a year ago that beat me in the playoffs. You know, like, I don't think that would have – I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I don't think it would have even crossed his mind. And I don't think Draymond would have asked him. You know? Like, I just don't think that would have even been in people's consciousness to think that, because it's like you'd never seen that before. You know, and LeBron, because I think they were similar in principle. LeBron going to Miami, KD going to Golden State. I think KD's, KD's was worse, I guess, for lack of a better word, because, I mean, LeBron didn't go to a team that had won championships. They still had to put things together. But in principle, it was, I'm joining a stacked team that is clearly the best in the NBA. Durant joined, there was just no doubt, like, that team was going to roll over everybody. And so that's why I say it was worse. But in principle, it was similar. I don't think it was bad for the game. I think it created a lot of interest and a lot of drama. And then, to your point, Miami didn't dominate. Now, maybe if they had won four straight, we could have been like, okay, this... You know, but they didn't. They won two. And then when they lost, it was like a huge story with Dallas beating them and the Spurs beating them. And, you know, AD deciding to go to LeBron. Stuff like that's happened before. You know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar forced his way out of Milwaukee to go to the Lakers. You know, so guys have forced trades before. Chris Paul did it, you know, going to Houston to play with James Harden. And then he got jettisoned. And then we saw Kawhi and Paul George kind of work their thing. But that's been good, Kawhi and Paul George. To do it has actually created more interest and drama and intrigue about this season. And same thing with AD going to the Lakers. The one thing I will say, I think it's undeniable, Durant going to the Warriors, which, again, was sparked by what LeBron did, that was just... That wasn't competitive.
But Chris,
you know what I mean?
What did I always say
competitive.
That LeBron started MySpace and Kevin Durant and the Warriors started Facebook.
Right.
You're
absolutely right. That's a great metaphor.
He got one upped, and then LeBron, you can't even be mad. Like, a lot of Lemians are
mad.
Like, oh,
yep.
Well, that's unfair. How are you going to go join? Well, LeBron, that's what you did. You put together.
Right.
You showed what you could do. And you laid the groundwork, and it came back to bite him.
You're absolutely right. Because he would almost certainly have at least one more championship, right? If Durant had not joined that team. And a lot of people always say, well, yeah, he had to play the Warriors. But you're right. I mean, Durant put together a better team than LeBron.
He did.
That's all there was to it. He didn't have as difficult a road. All he had to do was just go join the Warriors. But that is the fact that, you know, he one-upped LeBron on that, and it definitely haunted LeBron.
It wound up hurting LeBron unbeatable. In the back end, Chris.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. No doubt about it. So, but yeah, I would not like to see another Golden State situation with Durant. You know, Golden State before Durant was fine because it was kind of organic. It was not kind of, it was organic. I don't mind, you know, Kawhi and George or the Anthony Davis and LeBron because they're not like that far. You know, they're the best teams in the league, I would say, but they're not like surefire bets to win. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like with Golden State, it just wasn't even close, you know, and we know they would have won it. They would have beat Toronto if they got Durant and Klay Thompson, if they didn't get hurt. So that was the
thing when we talk about the Warriors, Chris, they made it 5 years in a row, and that hadn't happened since the 60s and the Celtics when there were only 10 teams in the league or whatever. You know what I mean? That's the difference. What people don't understand, when the Celtics and some of these teams were winning all those championships, you say, well, the Celtics won all the time. There were only 10 or 12 teams, and there was no free agency. So when you had a powerhouse team, Chris, it never changed.
Right?
If we were good last year,
we
were locked in for the next 8-10 years.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time, go do your history. Go look at teams during that time. The Yankees went to the World Series 8 out of 10 years in the 50s with Mickey Mantle and those guys, Chris. And the Green Bay Packers won all the time.
Yep.
And the Montreal Canadiens.
The steel curtain in the NFL. I mean, they had Hall of Famers all up and down the starting lineup on both sides, but you couldn't change. They couldn't go anywhere.
Right.
Nobody could get them.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
My take here is real simple. Do not embrace the New England Patriots. You can't do it anymore. I know people tried to talk them way into it and, oh, it's no big deal and the Spygate and we never saw the tapes and everybody did it. That is what you were trying to force people to believe, because you don't want Tom Brady tainted. You don't want Bill Belichick tainted. You don't want the franchise in the NFL that's done the most winning, 6 championships and 9 tries in the Super Bowl. No! We want the Patriots to be held up on a pedestal and talked about the greatness and what they were able to accomplish. But this right here, this second offense, and I'm talking about just second when it comes to videotaping another team's signals on the sideline, is proof positive that Tom Brady cannot and ever be considered the GOAT. Bill Belichick cannot and can never be considered the greatest coach of all time. It just can't happen. And I want fans out there, sports fans, to be honest. And I want you to say, if you're not going to embrace other people who have been caught up in other scandals, the Barry Bonds, the Lance Armstrongs, there have been track athletes who have gone down because of positive tests. We won't look at those people and give them the benefit of the doubt. We won't say, yeah, you know what, Bonds could have had some juice, but you still got to have eye-hand coordination. You still have to hit the ball out of the park. Pitchers were on juice too, pitching to Bonds. Nobody wants to make that argument, but we turn the other way when it comes to Tom Brady and when it comes to Bill Belichick. Hell no, I say. You can't do it. If you got to be, you want to be a real sports fan, you got to be consistent across the board. Those guys are cheaters. That's what they are. And it ain't no, suspicion or rumors. They've been convicted. And if you want to throw in the Deflategate, that would be another opportunity to say they were playing with the rules. And Tom Brady served a 4-game suspension. How many checkered past and muddy water must we go through in order to take a look at the Patriots and understand who they are. They're not the greatest franchise in NFL history. Yes, they've done their share of winning, but they've done even more cheating. Even Eric Mangini, a disciple of Bill Belichick and a guy who worked under that umbrella, called out the cheating because it was done against them. And in the future, I'm telling you up front, here and now, more will come out and you will have more disdain for this franchise. Do not embrace this. Do not embrace Bill Belichick. Do not embrace Tom Brady. Push away the New England Patriots. They are not worthy of praise. They have smudged the game of football. They have tarnished what could have been a great legacy. And if I had a Hall of Fame vote, which I do not have for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick would not NOT get my would not get my vote. They've done more damage than they've accomplished in this NFL.
Stop it! You're calling on everybody else to be consistent. Do you vote for Barry Bonds, whose name was on the Mitchell Report? Do you? Yes, you do.
Was Barry Bonds ever suspended?
His name was on the Mitchell Report as a cheater.
I'm asking you. Was he ever caught and suspended?
He was named on the Mitchell Report.
Answer my question first. Yes or no?
No, but he was named on the Mitchell Report. Period. That said he cheated. Major League Baseball said he cheated. Now,
Tom Brady served a four-game suspension.
You had your time. You had music. You had your hat on. You were standing up. Now, be quiet. Let me go. I'm being consistent. I say Barry Bonds is the best baseball player I've ever seen. And Tom Brady is the GOAT quarterback, and Bill Belichick is the GOAT coach. And here's your guy. I mean, you want to be consistent. What are you going to do with your GOAT, Joe Montana? Because when he was asked about the Patriots, here's what he said. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Joe Montana, he said that his 49ers, four Super Bowls they won, they skirted the rules. Here's a quote from your man. Again, I'm going to repeat it, but it's longer. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. You know, everybody does everything they can to possibly get a little bit of an edge. I mean, back then it wasn't illegal, but it was illegal. Like our guys, this is Montana. Our guys used to spray, and everybody did it at the time, silicone on their jerseys, the linemen, so that the defensive linemen couldn't get a hold of them. And the defensive linemen did it so that the offensive linemen couldn't get a hold of them. It's a game. Everybody wants to win, so you do whatever you can to make it happen. When he was asked about the ball, Deflategate, you know what he said? If I ever want a ball a certain way, I don't do it myself, he said. So somebody did it for him, but I don't know why everybody's making a big deal out of trying to figure out who did it. It's pretty simple. If it was done for a reason. That's your man, Joe Montana. You consider him the GOAT. He admitted, yeah, we skirted the rules. We went above and beyond. We cheated. And so you take him off your list too. Heck, maybe you take so many people off, you can finally get to Aaron Rodgers as the GOAT. Because it's rampant. You know that. And I think that's why a lot of people in the league look at them and they know they've done a little, you know, tricky business here and there, but they still respect them because they know it's being done. What did McAdoo do in New York, Ben McAdoo, Rob? He was caught talking to Eli Manning through a walkie-talkie. You know how they cut the voice off in the helmet for the last 15 seconds before the play? The Giants were caught talking on a walkie-talkie to Eli Manning. They're all doing, just like baseball, they're all doing little things. So they let it, they understand, okay, he got caught, but they still respect him because everybody's trying to do it. I'm not justifying it, but I'm just saying I still view that it's a taint. I'll give you that. It's a taint. But they have been so good. 9 Super Bowl appearances, 6 Super Bowl wins, that they still are the GOATs. And Chris, I'm being consistent. You're not being consistent.
You're not.
Then Joe Montana's not the GOAT.
Because he admitted to cheating. Chris, but
he admitted
the point. No, the point is the Patriots have been busted twice for the spying. And
what's
have been
worse? They both cheated. One got caught, one didn't.
The Patriots got caught twice. Fines. Bill Belichick, the biggest fine for any coach in the history of the NFL. Tom Brady was suspended. It wasn't like a rumor or everybody
he got
does
caught.
It. No. If everybody does it, name me another quarterback that got a 4-game suspension for doing it.
Joe Montana admitted that they cheated.
I'll wait.
I'm waiting for you to tell me about Montana.
Answer me one question. Name me another quarterback who got suspended.
I don't have to answer that because you know the answer. You don't have to ask me about it.
Tom Brady. He's a cheater.
He's a cheater. Now answer me about Montana. Who you think is the GOAT? What, you taking him off the GOAT list?
No, I'm not, because he didn't get busted for cheating. He didn't get busted, Chris.
I got it. I got it. If you cheat and you don't get caught, it's okay. Like Barry Bonds, like Joe Montana.
No.
But if you get caught, then... No, that ain't right, Rob.
Chris, you're convicted.
Cheating is cheating,
you're convicted.
Period.
No, it's not. You're a convicted cheater.
If you don't get caught, you still cheated.
And got suspended.
That is whack.
No, it's
that
not.
That is weak.
It ain't the same. You can't put the two people.
It is the same.
It is not the same.
It is.
You know
There's
it.
A lot of people in American society that cheat and do all types of illegal stuff that don't get caught. You're going to tell me that they're better than the people that got caught and are in prison? Is that what you're telling me?
You're supposed to be a man of the cloth and of conviction.
Don't suppose me nothing, man. Seriously.
And now you're gonna suppose me at all.
And now you're like, all I'm saying is he got caught.
He got caught. But he got busted.
That is coming from my faith.
And you say it's all.
God sees it all. You want to get about faith? He sees the ones that don't get caught, like Joe Montana and Barry Bonds, and he sees the ones that do get caught. And they all guilty in his eyes. So you be consistent.
I am consistent. And I'm telling you that there's no way. You even mentioned it. If it didn't matter, you wouldn't say, well, there's a little bit of a taint. There's a taint.
There's a taint on Montana, too.
That's a taint.
Because he admitted that they cheated.
That should take you out of the conversation, Chris.
I want to hear you take Montana out.
Take him out. No, he was not.
Take him out so you can whittle it down to Aaron Rodgers.
He was being nice. From the standpoint that he knows Tom Brady.
He wasn't being nice, idolized him.
So he was being nice to Tom Brady. Yes, he was.
No, that's ridiculous.
You know it.
I'm not even going to.
They're as dirty as can be.
Stop.
You act like the Eric Mangini thing didn't happen.
No, I don't.
He was there, Chris.
No, I don't. He was never there.
Tell me what that means to you. Eric Mangini means nothing.
Give me the quote where I denied it, Rob Parker.
I'm asking you right now. What Eric Mangini said means nothing to you?
No, it means something to me. What does it mean? It's tainted. But
how could the greatest of all time be tainted when so many other coaches did it the right way and honest way?
Did Bill Walsh do it the right way? Bill Parcells accused Bill Walsh of cheating. Said they messed with their headsets. Stop it. You're being hypocritical. You get on your high horse. You stand up. You put on your little Uncle Sam hat. Throw on your whack patriotic music. And now you want to get on your high horse and be all judgmental? But yet you don't judge Montana, who admitted to cheating. You don't judge Barry Bonds, who was on the Mitchell Report. You don't judge Bill Walsh, who Bill Parcells said cheated. Judge them all. That's all I'm asking you to do. Judge them all. You can feel how you want about Brady and Belichick, but judge them all.
I am judging them, and
No, you're not. You're hiding behind the people who are in handcuffs who get caught,
and the convictions are the people. They are.
Oh,
they're convicted
really?
Cheaters.
They're worse
yes.
than the ones
convicted.
That are out there. That are worse than the ones that are out there getting away with it, huh?
They're convicted
really?
Cheaters.
Really?
and you know it.
They no, I don't know
Peter
it.
Alexander asked
whether
Tom
you
Brady
get caught or
from
not,
NBC
you're
News
guilty.
Asked him, is Tom Brady a cheater? And Tom Brady goes,
you lost
I don't
this
think
one, bro.
So. I don't
you,
think
you
so.
Tell me about you wouldn't even address Montana. He's being nice.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady got busted
I'm
and was suspended
nice mercifully
for 4 games.
Calling for the
four
listeners
games.
To save you from
let me
drowning.
Know when, you let me know when Joe Montana served
he
a 4 game
it.
Suspension.
He admitted. Oh, stop it. So you put all your trust in the little enforcers of the law. Okay, cool. I don't.